Okay, let's pick up from the Gemara Daf Samach Hey Amud Aleph. We're about four lines down by the two dots where it says Gufa. What you have to remember is that we were discussing Geneva, Kefel, and Dalet Vehe. Now remember, we said that the difference between Geneva and Gezela is that Geneva is when you steal something in secret, as opposed to Gezela, which is when you steal out in the open, maybe by force. So the difference, we said, is that if a person steals by means of Geneva, then they have to pay back kefil. Now what that means is that normally if a person steals an item by means of geneva and the item, let's say, is intact, so they have to give back the item itself, that is the karen, the principal of the item. And in addition to that, they'd have to pay another amount of money that's equivalent to the value of the item that they stole, so that by the end of the day, they're paying back double what they took. They're paying back the karen plus an additional sum of money that corresponds to the value of the item that they stole, and that would be the kefil, the double part that they're paying back. Now that's if the item is intact, but if the item is not intact, right, if it changed significantly, it's no longer in existence, so then they compensate for the item that they stole. That would be, again, karen. That would be the principal of the item. And in addition to the karen, they'd have to pay back the kefil amount, the double portion, meaning to say that they'd pay back the karen plus and another equivalent of the item's value. Now, that's if we're dealing with a regular run-of-the-mill item, but let's add that you stole it by means of geneva, but not followed up by anything else, such as selling or as slaughtering. But if you steal a shor or a seh, if Reuven steals an ox or a sheep, so then we said if afterwards he takes the item and he sells it or he shechts it, so then he's going to have to pay dalet vehe. What's dalet vehe? So we said that for a sheep, if Reuven steals a sheep, let's say the sheep is worth $100, so if he slaughters it or if he sells it, so now he's going to have to pay back the karen plus three times the value. So he'll pay back 100 for the value of the item that he stole, the $100 sheep, plus another $300 for a total of four parts, right? So that's the dalet. And then the hay would be if he steals an ox and then shechts it or sells it. So he's going to have to pay back the karen of the item plus another four times of the value. So if the ox is worth $100, he steals or shechts it, he sells it or shechts it, so then he's going to have to pay back $100 for the value of the item that he stole, and in addition, four times of the value for a total of five units, right? So he'll pay a total of 500 in this case. Okay, now, the question that Rav is coming to address is what do we base the value for Karen or for Kefil or for Dalet Vehe on? In other words, let's say the item changes value. It changes in price. So at the time that Reuven stole the sheep, it was worth $100. And then somehow, by the time he got around to shechting it or slaughtering it, and by the time it rolled around in court, it goes down in value to $50, or it goes up in value to $150. What do you base the value for the karen and for the kefil for the dalet vehe? So do we say that the karen, the principal value, well, at the time of the theft, it was worth 100, so then you should pay back 100. Or do we say that no, by the time it goes to court, it's worth $50, or it's worth $150, whatever the case may be. So then the karen should be based on the later value. Same thing for dalet vehe, those are the penalties. So for kefil, should that be based on the value of the item at the time that he steals it, or should it be based on the value of the item by the time it rolls around in court? So Rav comes along, and this is what we discussed on Samach Dalan with Beis, and we said, Gufa Amar Rav, Rav said, Karen Kenjoganov, the value for Karen, for the principal that you're going to be paying for this item, that's going to be based on Kenjoganov, like the value of the item at the time that he stole it. Tashlumi Kefil, Tashlumi Abba V'chemish, but for the Knossos, for these penalty fees, the Kefil and Dalet Vehe, those values are going to be Kishas Amadavidin, like the value of the item that when it goes to court. Okay. That's Rav's Kiddush. So Karen is going to be based on the time of the theft, and Kefil and Dalet Vehe are going to be based on those values, the payment is going to be based on the value of the item when the case goes to court. My time at Rav, what's the reasoning for Rav? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Geneva V'chaim. It says in the Pasuk, now this is the Pasuk we've discussed in the past, in Shmos Kav Beis Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Himatzei biyadao ha-Geneva, Mishor ad Chanmar ad Seh, Chaim Shnaim Yishalei. So the question is, why does it say Geneva and Chaim. So Amar Kra, Geneva v'Chaim. The pasuk says Geneva and Chaim. Amayik Amar Rachmana, Chaim b'Geneva. Why does the Torah refer specifically, qualify the case over here to let you know that the item is Chaim, the item that we shifted right at start? It starts off by saying that it's still alive. Why does the Torah point that out? So it says Rav achila karen kein shakana, because the Torah is telling you to achi, to revive, to be mechaya the karen, the principle, the amount of payment that you're going to be paying for the to compensate for the item that you stole. That's going to be kein shakana, that links the payment for karen to the geneva, whatever the value was at the time of the theft. So you revive the karen to be totally intact, to be the way that it was originally. Okay, so that's Rav's Chiddush, and that's the basis for his idea. Now, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Amina kinayim v'shachav Rav Amar l'hashmaita. I'll tell you, I think that Rav was dozing off, asleep, when he said over this Shtekel Torah. How do I know? The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa something that's exactly against what Rav just said. The Braisa says, Kechusha v'hishmina. If the animal was feeble, it was debilitated, and then the ganav stole it, and he fattened it up. And now the value of the item, the value of the animal that he stole, jumps up. So mishalim toshem mikefal, v'toshem erba v'chemisha, ke'en shoganav. The Braisa says, so what do you do in this case? You pay kefal and dalet v'hei, ke'en shoganav, like it was, like the value of the item at the time of the theft, at the time that he stole it. So what do you see? You see black and white in this Braisa, that when the item changes in price, when the ganav causes it to go up in value, he's going to have to pay dalet v'hei, kefal and dalet v'hei, based on not shas amad v'din, which is what Rav said, but you pay based on shas agneva. And therefore, this is a kasha in Rav. Now, remember, one of the things you have to note about Rav is that when Rav said, karen kein shaganav, and tashmi kefal, tashmi abav, v'chemisha, kishas amad v'din, that you, for when a ganav steals, he's going to pay the karen based on the value of the item at the time of the theft. And the kevel and dalet v'hei, those are going to be paid based on the value of the item at the time of the hamad v'din, when the case goes to court. It's not clear how the item changed in price. What caused this item to change in price? It could be, and there's one of four cases on the table that Rav could be referring to, and we're going to assume that he's discussing all four cases, right? Rav can be talking about either where the market value changes, and therefore the item goes up in value. So it's not the same value that it was at the time of the Geneva because it went up, because the market value went up. Or the market went down. Or the item was physically changed. Maybe the ganav changed it by causing it to go up in value, by fattening it up. Or the ganav caused it to change in value by causing it to decrease in value by debilitating it in some way. And the assumption is that when Rav says this halacha of karen kein shaganav and dalet v'hei kishas amad v'din, that's in all cases of the item changing in price. And so therefore, Rav Sheshes says, look at this braisa. The braisa discusses a case where the ganav caused the item to go up in value, so changed price. According to Rav, presumably, the kefal and dalet v'hei should be based on shas amad v'din, the value of the item when it goes to court. But that's not what the braisa says. The braisa says that tashem kefal v'tashem erba v'chemisha ke'en shaganav. So what's going on over here? Says the Gemara, Ami, no, I'll tell you what the Pshat is. Mishum da amalei anafetimna v'achakot. In that Braisa, that's because the Ganev has the following taina. The Ganev is going to say, anafetimna, I fattened up the animal, v'achakot, and you're going to take. Meaning to say, the Ganev is a person who invested in this animal. The Ganev is the person who caused it to go up in value by feeding it, by fattening it up. And so now because he caused it to go up in value, now you're going to pay. Now he's going to have to pay kefal dalet v'hei based on the higher value, which is something that he's the person responsible for. That doesn't make any sense. And so therefore, that's what the Braisa is discussing. Braisa is discussing a case where the ganav caused the animal to go up in value by feeding it, by fattening it up. So that's when we're going to say he pays ke'en shaganav, not like the later value, not like the later higher value that he resulted in the animal becoming. But Rav wasn't discussing this case. When Rav said, Karen, you pay Kein Shaganav, and Dalet v'hei, you pay Kishas Amad v'din, that's not in a case where the Ganav causes the item, causes the animal to go up in value by fattening it up. Okay, that's the first Kasha on Rav, and that's how we reject it. Where's the second Kasha on Rav? Tashma, if you take a look at the following Tesefta, the Tesefta discusses the reverse case of the previous brisa. The sefta says shmeina v'hichisha. If the animal was fat when the ganav stole it, and then he debilitated it, maybe he worked it really hard. So mishalim tashlumei kefil v'tashlumei rabav v'chamisha. The ganav has to pay kefil and dalet v'hei. Kefil or dalet v'hei. When he pays those are going to be ke'en shaganav. So here we go again. It's again black and white. In this case, the ganav is causing the animal to go down in value, and in that case, the brisa is telling you that you pay dalavei, not kishas madavidin, which is what we would have assumed the halacha should be like Rav. The brisa says you pay ke'en shaganav. So here we go again. We have another brisa against Rav. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam nami, over there also, mishum darminole, that's because we tell him, mali katla kula, mali katla paga. What does it make a difference if it was entirely killed? What does it make a difference if it was half killed? What does that mean? So the simple understanding, the way that Rashi understands this halacha, it's a little bit of a machlokas between Rashi and Taisis, but according to Rashi, Rashi explains as follows. When you're dealing with a case of dalet v'hei, when you're dealing with a case where the animal, where let's say Reuven steals an animal from Shimon, and he goes ahead and he shechts it. So when Reuven stole the animal, it was worth $100. Let's say, for argument's sake, that he shechts it shortly after stealing the animal. So at the time that he does the shechita, it's worth $100. But obviously, as soon as the shechita is over, the animal isn't worth $100 anymore, unless for some crazy reason, like we've had in the fifth parak, where we discussed such a case where it's possible for the market value to skyrocket, for the price of steak to skyrocket so much that it's equal to the price of a live animal. But simply speaking, the minute that he kills the animal is not the meat of the animal. That dead animal is not worth the same amount that it was worth when it was alive. So automatically, the animal is going down and down. Now, when I assess payment for dalet v'hei for having shechted this animal, what are we going to base it on? The price that it was before he did the shechita, or the price of the animal right after he does the shechita? So obviously, the value is going to be based on whatever it was right before he did the ma'aseh shechita. It's not going to be based on whatever the value of the animal is after the shechita has been done. So in a similar vein then, when the ganav, and that's when the ganav shechts it, but in a similar vein, when the ganav steals it and debilitates it, so that shouldn't really be any different from shechting it. In other words, the moment that he starts debilitating the animal and causing it to go down in value, it's really no different than the ma'aseh shechita, meaning that the value that we're going to base the dalet v'hei is not going to be the value of the animal after it's fully debilitated and then ultimately he shechts it. No, it's going to be based on the value of the item before he began to debilitate the animal. That's the point of this brisa. So again, the brisa is a kash on Rav, because the brisa says if the Reuven steals a fat animal and then he debilitates it, it says he pays kefil dalet v'hei based on the value of the animal at the time of the theft, not like what Rav said, kishas madabedin. So the Gemara says no, this is because there's an argument of mali katla kula, mali katla paga. Why does it make a difference if he kills the animal entirely or if he kills the animal halfway? In other words, why does it make a difference if he shechts the animal or if he debilitates it? Either way, the value for dalet v'hei should be based on the moment before he starts doing the actual debilitating, just like the value should be based on the value of the item before he does the shechita. Okay. So we have two kashas and Rav, one from a case in the brisa where the animal is feeble and then he fans it up, and then the second brisa where it discusses the animal is fat and then he debilitates it. Both of these cases, we say, are not kashas and Rav. The first is because of the svara of anafa timna v'achakalt, and the second is because of the svara of malikat l'kula, malikat l'palga. So now, what that means is, just to put it all together then, is that when Rav walked in and Rav said that you pay for Karen, that's going to be based on the value of the animal at the time of the theft, and Kevon and Dalavay is going to be based on the value of the animal at the time of the Hamar Bedin, we thought that was going in all four possible cases, where the animal goes up in value because the market goes up in value, or the animal goes down in value because the market goes down, or the ganav caused it to go up in value by fanning it up, or the ganav caused it to go down in value by debilitating it. Now the Gemara is saying, no, Rav never said his chiddush in the last two. Right? Rav never said his chiddush where the ganav causes the animal to go up in value by fanning it up, or that ganav causes the animal to go down in value by debilitating it. Which means that we have one of two cases left that Rav could be saying his chiddush in. It could be both, it could be one. It could be either where the animal goes up in value, because the market value just skyrockets, or the animal goes down in value because the market goes down. So it says the Gemara, Ki kama Rav yukra v'zula hu daga amar. Right, Rav's chiddush was said with respect to a case of yukra where it goes up or a zula where it goes down. In other words, it goes up or down in value on its own, not where the ganav did something to cause the animal to go up or down in value. The question is, heichidanu, how exactly is this playing out? What exactly is the case? Is it where it goes up or down? Which one is Rav talking about? If you want to tell me that the case that Rav is discussing, where you pay karen gain shaganav and dal vehekashas madvadin, that's where the animal starts out as one zuz and then goes up to four zuz, and then that's where he's saying karen gain shaganav, that you're going to tell me that you pay karen like the time of the gneva, well lema pliga derava derava. Then we would have to suggest that Rav is in disagreement with Rava, if that were the case. In other words, that Rav is telling us that in the case where the animal starts off as one and goes up to four, that Karen is going to be Kishas Gneva. In other words, you pay one. So then if that were the case, then Rav would be in disagreement with Rava. What did Rava say? Dama Rava, or some as Rava. Hai man de gazel chavisa de chamra mechabre. If a person steals, Reuven steals a barrel of wine from his friend, from Shimon. Meikar shavi zuzah, when the ganav first stole it, it was worth one zuz. Ulubsov shavi dal zuzah. Now the barrel of wine is hanging around in his house, and the barrel of wine goes up in value to four zuz. So the halacha is, tavra oshasye, if the ganav broke it or drank it, mishalim dalad, then he's going to have to pay four. In other words, the karen that he's going to have to compensate for is going to be four. In other words, the later price, not the earlier price. The later value, not the earlier value. It's from a mela, but if the barrel breaks on its own, mishalim zuza. Then the ganav is going to have to pay only one zuz, like the original price, the original value of the item, when he first stole it. Wait a second, so what does this have to do with Rav? Rav is discussing where you have an animal that you steal and then you shecht it. What does it have to do with stealing a barrel of wine that you break, or that breaks on its own? So there's a challenging Rashi to read over here, but the simple understanding over here is as follows. The idea over here is, this is from the Gemara B'Metzia Mem Gimel, where the Gemara B'Metzia tells us that if, let's say for example, Reuven borrows an item from Shimon, and now while Reuven has possession over that item, it appreciates in value. So Reuven borrows a sheep from Shimon, and while Reuven has it, the sheep's value, the market value for sheep, skyrockets. Well, whose gain is that? That's not going to be Reuven's gain. It's Shimon's item that's sitting in Reuven's house. So that's not Reuven's gain. That's Shimon's gain. It's Shimon's item. So similarly, when Reuven steals Shimon's item that Reuven has sitting in his house now, that's Shimon's item. And therefore, if that item goes up in value, that's not Reuven's gain. It's still Shimon's item that went up in value. And so therefore, when we're dealing with a barrel of wine, if the barrel of wine that Reuven steals from Shimon, it now goes up in value, well, it's still Shimon's item as far as we're concerned. And therefore, if Reuven breaks it or he drinks it, that moment that he interacts with the item, that like restarts the geneva, the gazela, as far as we're concerned. And therefore, the value that we're going to be basing this on, the value for Karen that we're going to be basing this on, is not the value of the item when he first took it away from Shimon. It's going to be based on the value of the item when he interacts with it, when he breaks it, or when he drinks it, when he damages it. And so the point is that with the value is going to be based on, the value for Karen is going to be based on the later value when he interacts with it. If he doesn't interact with it, if it just breaks on its own though, well then it went up in price, but his connection as a goslin to this item is when he took it out of Shimon's house. And therefore, the value that we're going to base it on is the value for Karen that we're going to base this on is going to be the value of the item when he first took it. So again, Rabbi's point over here is that if Reuven steals Shimon's barrel of wine, and when Reuven first takes it, it's worth one zuz. And then while Reuven has it in his house, it goes up in value to four. If Reuven interacts with it, if he breaks it, he drinks it. So now that's the key point in time, and that's where we're going to base the Karen on. The Karen is going to be based on that value, not the earlier value. But if it breaks on its own, then we're going to base the value that for Karen that Reuven is going to have to pay, that's going to be based on the value of the item when he first stole it. So what does this have to do with Rav? The answer is that as far as Rav is concerned, when you have an item that starts out as 1 and then jumps up to 4, we're basing Karen not on the earlier value, we're basing Karen on the later value when you broke it or when you drank it. So similarly, if you were to ask Rabbah, what's the halacha if Reuven steals Shimon's sheep and then Reuven takes it and he shechts it? Well, now that he's interacted with the item, we're going to base the value for Karen not on the time, not on the value of the item when he first stole it, but on the value of the item when he now shechts, when he interacts with it. So you're going to have to pay the higher value, the higher later value. But according to Rav, Rav was telling us that that's not true. For Karen, you pay Kein Shaganav, not based on the later value. So that's why we're saying now that if Rav's case, where Rav was telling you that you're going to have to pay Karen Kein Shaganav and Kevon Dal Vehe Kashas Mat Bedin, that that's going to be based on, that's in a case where the animal starts off as 1 and goes up to 4, and that's the case where Rav is telling you that you have to pay Karen Kein Shaganav, that's in disagreement with Rav. Because Rabbah's case of Gazal Chavisat Dechamra Mechavre is parallel, presumably, to the case, Rabbah's case of, in that case, his case of Tavro Shasye is parallel to the case of Tvich Mechira, and therefore, in that case, Rabbah tells us that you pay the later value for the Karen, not the earlier value. So Rabbah would be in disagreement with Rabbah. So says the Gemara, Amri, no, so I'll tell you what the Pshat is, Kika Amar Rav. When did Rav say his chiddush? Regarding which case did Rav say his point that you pay Karen Kein Shaganav and Kevod Dal Vehe Kshas Madavadin? That's going to be Kigon Dmei Kar Shavya Dalid Ulbsof Shavya Zuza, where originally the item was worth 4 and then later at the end it was worth 1. The reverse case, it's not where it goes up in value, it's where the item goes down in value. And now, in that case, that's where Rav is going to tell you Karen Kein Shaganav, that the Karen is going to be based on the value of the item when he stole it. But the payments for Kevel and Dal Vehe are going to be Kishas Madavidin, like the price of the item when it goes, when the case goes to court. In other words, then, when all the dust settles, by the time we're done with this Gemara, that we thought what Rav walked into Shir and he said, that Karen's Kein Shaganav, Kevel of Dal Vehe, Kishas Madavidin. Clearly, Rav is discussing a case where the item changed value. And now the question is, what kind of case? How did the item change it? How did the item's value change? So we had one of 4 possibilities. Either the market value goes up, market value for the item goes down, the ganav causes the item to go up by feeding it, let's say, or the ganav causes the item to go down by debilitating. We assume the Rav was saying his kiddush in all 4 of those cases. At the end of the day in the Gemara, though, what we're basically saying is by the time we're done with the first price that Rav Sheshes quoted and the Tosefta that we quoted afterwards, the first case of Chusha Vishmina, then the case of Shmina Vihikrisha, and then finally when we ran this up against Rav's case of Gazal Chavisa Dechamra Mechavre, so by the time we're done with all 3 of those cases, we're saying that basically Rav is not discussing a case where the animal started off as feeble and then the ganav caused it to go up and die by fattening it up. In that case, Rav would agree, you say Kein Shaganav because of the ganav's taina of anafat timna v'ashakalp. And Rav is also not saying his chiddush in a case where the animal started off as shmeina and the ganav debilitated it. In that case, Rav would agree that you pay Kein Shaganav. Why? Because of the tzvara of malikat l'kula, malikat l'palga. And finally, in the case of Yukra Vezula, Rav would not say his din in a case where the animal starts off as 1 and jumps up to 4, where the market value for the item jumps up to 4. That's not what Rav would say. In that case also, Rav would say that you pay the Karen is going to be based on the later value. Where would Rav say his halacha of Karen Kein Shaganav and Kevel Dal Vehe Kashas Madavdin? Rav would say that in a case where the animal started off as 4 and jumps down to 1. All right, let's hold here for now.